Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement to Net podcast for Friday, October 6th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Overcoming Evil with Good. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We live in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We prepare these messages each weekday to encourage others all around the world. The scripture text this morning is Romans 12, verse 21.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Yesterday, funerals were held for several of the Amish girls slain this last Monday. The Amish community is demonstrating remarkable grace in this difficult hour. Can you believe we're hearing sermon material in the secular news media just about every time we read or hear about the events that have unfolded here over the last week? Romans 8 verse 28 is certainly apparent, for we know that in all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose.
We're getting opportunities to minister to both Amish and non-Amish impacted in the course of our service for Christ. Yesterday, Stephen spent time with a friend who's sorting it all out. The sight of his two young children when he walked into their house brought to mind the events over the past week, and he shared with me that he had to force back the tears. We've commented together about how much these children seem like grandchildren to us, as we're very close to this family.
Evil in its rawest, vilest form visited our county this week. It's so easy and natural for evil to result in more evil. I believe, based on the context, that's the sense of the phrase, do not be overcome by evil in the daily text. The natural inclination is retribution, getting back, settling the score, resulting in a spiral of evil. After all, one reaps what one sows. I'm intrigued in a new way regarding the commandment, but overcome evil with good. Such a long way in my life from getting this command to be a voluntary response to the evil perpetrated against me, and in most cases this has been really minor. Reader's Digest printed a story many years ago, I recall still, about a couple whose son was killed by a drunk driver. Although initially angry, and who wouldn't be, they eventually forgave this man, led him to faith in Christ, and visited him regularly in jail. He was eventually released, and this couple began to have a relationship with him much like that of parents to a son. Just recalling the facts of the story makes my natural man chafe. Frankly, just can't imagine being able to do that, apart from a special impartation of God's grace of forgiveness.
Although a similar action was not possible in Monday's incident, since the killer took his own life, the Amish, who were so horrendously victimized, reached out to the killer's wife. Based upon what we observe in their character and belief system, we're convinced that they would have done the same for the killer himself, should he lived.
An incredible perspective is found in this phrase describing the Amish way. The hurt is very great, but they don't balance the hurt with hate. I'm adding this now to the podcast, but just this morning I had breakfast with an Amish friend, and I asked if I might pray. Typically, their pattern is to pray silently, but he allowed me to do so, and I prayed vocally out loud for him. And when I finished, he was weeping. It's a real hard time for them. The latter part of that phrase, they don't balance their hurt with hate. So much is wrong in our world. Perhaps it's a core problem. The seeking to balance hurt with hate. Two wrongs certainly do not make a right. One of our highest callings in life is to overcome evil with good on a daily basis. By God's grace, let us do so.
And let's pray together. Father, a living sermon was preached here in Lancaster County this past week, but was far more reaching as people heard and witnessed it all over the world, even those who refused to open a Bible. We saw the evil and chaos that resulted when one individual chose not to erase disappointments from the past, but instead befriended bitterness allowing it to spring up in his life for decades. It became a toxic poison that spread out to innocent bystanders. But thankfully, this evil act is overcome in that we also see the contrasting response of those victimized, choosing not to retaliate, but instead to forgive. Though their pain will last a lifetime here on earth, in comparison to our future eternal home, it is only a momentary heartache. May this living sermon forever be sealed in our memory, not just as a memory about evil, but as a reminder of how we can overcome evil when it is directed to us personally. By your grace and our yielded will, we can overcome the evil one. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. Today's podcast, in the background, and it's not a song Brooksine played, but I found it on the internet, is a song called Your Love, O Lord. And it just seems to fit so well to focus on God's wonderful love right now. Our web ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. Once again today, there are a lot of additional perspectives that we share related to the events experienced in our own county this week, and some important notes. And I will just call your attention to visit the site should you be interested in reading that. And may God grant each of us grace this day to overcome evil with good.